adventures. I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up, top of the hour, Mark Hutchison will join us. Founding partner for Hutchison Steffen Law Firm and a former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. I'm going to ask him. Well, first of all, I'm going to ask him about the if there's any news on the Stavros Anthony front. He and his team argued for Stavros Anthony before the state Supreme Court. And they should have an answer, what, in a week or a couple of weeks or maybe a couple of months on that Clark County District C race that is still, we don't know who won. Joe Gloria doesn't know who won. Anyway, I'll ask about that. Also, I'm going to ask about court packing, because the court packing thing is something that is, to me, it seems as if it ought to be unconstitutional. It just doesn't sound right that if you feel like there's a lack of balance on the court, get more Democrat presidents elected and get more conservative justices to resign, to retire, to die. I don't wish that on anybody. Sorry about that. But that's it. There's something wrong saying, well, we can't do it by getting presidents elected, but we'll just arbitrarily say declare four extra seats. That's wrong. Mark Hutchison will join us at 5:05. 5:30, Robin Titus, Assemblywoman District 38, the minority floor leader. We are just completing, and I believe they're going to be working until around 5 o'clock, week 11 of the 81st Nevada Legislature. I wanted you to hear, though, very quickly. Well, in fact, I'll tell you what, I don't have time to get it in right now, but we'll do it on the other side of the break. Is that okay? I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
4:31 on a Friday afternoon, and some of the heaviest flows right now appear to be downtown. 515 eastbound at Main, very slow through there, and that's causing some backups on that transition lane. Those people who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to 515 eastbound. There is a crash. It's blocking the left lane, US 95 eastbound at Rancho. So you're going to want to stay to the right as you work through there towards the bowl. Slow flows right now on the Beltway, 215 west at Tenaya, 215 northbound at Jones. You're moving through there, just moderate flows. And bridge work is causing some delays. That is on Interstate 15 north at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Caesars Sportsbook has announced their win totals for the upcoming NFL season, the first 17-game regular season. The Kansas City Chiefs have the highest win total at 12, and the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the second highest total at 11.5. As far as the AFC West goes, mention the Chiefs at 12, the Chargers at 9, and then the Raiders. They have the third highest win total at 8, with the Broncos sitting at 7.5. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are in action this evening as they are going to match up against Anaheim. So far this year, they are 4-1-0 against the Ducks. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates. Here's the number, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. I promised I'd let you hear from Newt Gingrich because he had an interesting reaction to the violence in Minnesota. They had another night of violence last night. They're expecting more tonight. Maybe by the weekend we'll have Antifa and others. I'm just here to tell you that what's going on in Minnesota is going to spread. And I think by the weekend, by tonight or tomorrow, you'll start seeing other American cities with this same kind of violence. This was Newt Gingrich on Fox earlier. Fox with Newt Gingrich, the reaction to more violence in Minnesota.
Well, I mean, sooner or later, we're going to have to decide that we're not going to tolerate this kind of... everybody talks about the insurrection on January 6th. We've seen wave after wave of local insurrections where people explicitly reject the police, attack the police. In many ways, we have a war on cops that nobody wants to really talk about. And we have a totally one-sided system right now. Sooner or later, the society will demand that we reestablish order, that we reestablish safety, and that we not tolerate people who think they have the right to go out and break the law and deliberately try to undermine in the end are the forces of order. I think that 100 police killed this year, I don't think a single one of them led to a riot. Not one. But you have the system across the country, from Seattle to Portland to now back to Minneapolis, of people prepared on any excuse to go out and basically break down the law.
Well, this is a Marxist uprising, is it not, Newt? I mean, this is a classic chaos, disinformation, propaganda, sure, vilification. We've seen this play out over history, across history. And this is just one more example. It has nothing to do with compassion for the family of Dante Wright. It has everything to do with tearing down a system they think is systemically racist, unjust, as a capitalist free market system. They want that gone. And if they can use the death of a black man to do it, they're going to do it.
And look, the fact is, in almost every case we're talking about, it is poor African Americans, poor Latinos, people who are poor whites, for that matter, people who are in neighborhoods where they get preyed upon by criminals. So breaking down the forces of order actually increases the danger to the poorest Americans in a disproportionately racial way. We had one Democratic congresswoman yesterday call for the end of policing, the end of incarceration. Now, I want you to think about the level of madness that this suggests. We already have a dramatic increase in murder rates across the country. We're having a greater increase in theft. We just had Walgreens announce that they were closing every one of their 10 drugstores in San Francisco because they can't cope with the scale of theft that is now permitted in San Francisco. So you're watching the decay of the entire civilization as the forces that hate it use every possible excuse, and we let them get away with it. You have video cameras nowadays. You have an ability to film every single person who's there tonight, go out and pick them up, arrest them, in some cases put them in jail, in other cases just charge them a very steep fine, make it too expensive to go out and attack the police. You just saw in New York, by the way, a totally unprovoked attack on a police car by a group of thugs who wanted to actually beat up the police if they could have gotten into the car.
That's Newt Gingrich last night on Fox. And I'm just going to tell you, we're going to have to do something about this violence, whether it's Seattle, whether it's Portland, whether it's Minnesota, whether it's Chicago. We're going to have to do something about this. This is not, we cannot keep going on like this, burning down our American inner cities. We just can't do it. Now, Mike Elliott is the mayor of Brooklyn Center, and I'm just going to tell you, I mean, he's almost in support of these people, these protesters, these looters, these thugs, the mob. It's almost as if he's rooting them on. He put a curfew in place last night that was 10 o'clock at night. By then, a lot of the damage is done. But they're throwing rocks, projectiles, fireworks at cops. And a cop's going to get seriously hurt soon. I pray it doesn't happen. But it is going to happen. Stay where you are. More to do. In fact, I'm going to go to your phone calls on the other side of the break. A lot of you want to talk about this. How do we fix what is clearly broken? How do we fix the violence in America that's going on right now, that will be going on in a couple of hours in Minneapolis and Brooklyn Center and other places around the country? Because, trust me, there's going to be violence this weekend in cities other than Brooklyn Center and Minneapolis and Chicago. There will be other violence all over the country. Well, in fact, here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let gentleman Jim Dallas know. He'll give you a little extra love. And more than that, we'll get you moved up in line, because I love talking to first-time callers. I really do. They bring a refreshing view of the world that to me is fascinating. We'll do that coming up. I'll go to some calls in a couple of minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
As Vegas gets close to reopening at 100%, will all the employees race down to get the vaccine before opening? We'll have updates.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. A farmer once wanted to capture the wild pigs that were damaging his crops. He started out by putting some corn in a clearing in the forest. The pigs found the corn and came back for more free food, which the farmer continued to put out. He gradually built a pen in the clearing, leaving an opening for a gate. So gradually the pigs were not alarmed. Then one day, when all the pigs were enjoying their free food, the farmer shut the gate, trapping the pigs. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So when politicians start talking about free stuff, be very, very suspicious and start looking for the fence. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's amazing what we are seeing in our nation's capital. We've got talk of stacking the Supreme Court. We've got them trying to jam H.R. 1 down our throats, which would radically change elections all across America. It would federalize the election system. But more than that, they're looking at a takeover, a left-wing takeover of our government that we might never, ever recover from. And that's why I thought it was interesting last night. Did you see this on Hannity? Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, said you really have to look to history to see this Democrat strategy. This is nothing new. They have tried this before, and this has been done in other countries, in other dictatorships, authoritarian regimes. This was last night. Cut one, Kevin McCarthy on Hannity.
If you study history, Hugo Chavez didn't have a revolution to take over Venezuela and make it a socialist nation. He won democracy, then he changed the Constitution and the courts. It seems a lot like what the Democrats are doing now. First, with H.R. 1, they changed the election law to protect their power. They make a federal election commission that's equally bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats, and pack it where the Democrats have control. They make the taxpayer pay for the campaign. If you get $1 from somebody, the taxpayer has to pay you $6. That is what we're talking about. Total control of what the Democrats want to do. And the only thing that can stop them right now is the Constitution, which the Supreme Court will uphold. And what do they want to do? Pack it to protect their power.
He's right. Kevin McCarthy has got this thing nailed. One other thing I want you to hear, and I've never seen on social media this kind of outrage on a bunch of different levels. I mean, we've got Democrats railing against Jim Jordan. You've got Republicans that thought he went too far and he's not accepting science. He has taken a lot of hits for this verbal battle. In fact, let's go to cut three real quick. See if we can squeeze it in. This is Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. The verbal battle yesterday with Dr. Anthony Fauci with an assist from Mad Maxine Waters. This is cut number three. Go.
We had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty. What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get their freedoms
back? My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can, to get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat. That is when.
What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
But
I disagree with you on that.
When do Americans get their First Amendment liberties back?
You know, I don't think anything was censured because they felt they couldn't disagree with me. I think you're making this a personal thing, and it isn't.
It's not a personal thing.
No, you are. That is exactly what you're doing. We have about 60,000 infections a day, which is a very large risk for a surge. We're not talking about liberties. We're talking about a pandemic that has killed 560,000 Americans.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir. If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
Oh, I just love it. No, that last deal was Mad Maxine Waters. And I just absolutely love that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more violence expected in Minnesota tonight. We'll talk a little bit about that and what this is all leading up to. Because remember, we're going to have closing arguments coming up on Monday in the Derek Chauvin trial. So we'll have a verdict. Gosh, we'll have a verdict maybe by Tuesday or Wednesday or maybe longer. This is, fairly straightforward, the charging. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But we could end up with more violence in Minnesota if they don't get a guilty verdict, if they don't send this guy to jail, if it's a hung jury, just one juror, and we could end up with more violence. We already have violence in the streets of Minnesota. This could spread all across the country. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt, the number 4, Nevada.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we played that Jim Jordan thing, which I thought was fascinating, him and Dr. Fauci. Last night, he went on the Ingram Angle. And this was his reaction to that verbal battle with Dr. Fauci. This is cut number 6. Jim Jordan last night with the Ingram Angle.
Fairly straightforward question, which one we've been asking since last April. Give us
you
the
sure
objective metrics. When can kids go back to school? We know that's not dangerous. When can we get our freedom back? And always moving the goalposts. But his guardians rushed in to defend him, didn't they?
Yeah, but I mean, in what world does an unelected bureaucrat get to tell American citizens when we can exercise our God-given liberties, when we can exercise our constitutional rights, our First Amendment rights? I mean, for a year now, Americans have been told you can't go to church, can't go to work, can't go to school, can't go to a loved one's funeral, can't assemble, can't petition. For a year now, citizens haven't been able to come to their capital to lobby their representative, to petition them, to redress their grievances. They can't do that. And if you dare speak out against Dr. Fauci, you get censored. You get attacked. Even Dr. Bhattacharya knows that. He's been attacked, and he's a physician, a medical school professor from Stanford, for goodness sake. Even that's not good enough for the radical left. So that's what's driving me crazy. And we just like to know. And Laura, you're right. You were one of the very first to point this out a year ago on your show. I mean, the American people are tired of this. And just tell us when it's going to end, when we get our rights back.
And he's right. You know, this is not a difficult question. That's why this is so bizarre. It's not a difficult question. Give us what the metrics are. the positivity rate needs to come down to what percent? I think here in Nevada, I just saw today, I think it was 5.7%. So it's inching up a little bit. But it's still in the fives. And basically, tell us when it's going to be safe to go outside. You know, I can remember back during the pandemic where we couldn't even go to church. Churches were closed.